actual fuck is going on with this whole politics business?
And the stuff about me paddleboarding, nonsense. The sea was actually closed. It was a red notice.
When Kermit the Frog sang, "It's not easy being green." Do you remember that one?
Russia should go away, should shut up.
Try that.
Who's been to Peppa Pig World?
In December, I'll be in Beijing, opening up new pork markets.
Like, seriously, what the fuck? Hi, gang. There's a heat wave going on. It's a Friday night, so what am I going to do? I'm going to watch this Tory leadership debate and give you all my thoughts and feels. So you can listen to this just as a standalone episode, or you can listen to it while watching the debate as a bit of extra commentary, whatever you feel like doing with it. It's a reaction episode, I guess. I haven't done one in a while. I had an email earlier in the week asking me if I was going to be doing anything like that with the debates. And I was like, well, all right then. So we'll begin starting in just a sec. Before I do, I just wanted to say, just a little PSA, I'm going to be your mum for a second. It's really warm outside. So make sure you're drinking lots of water. Stay hydrated, wear like sun cream and things if you're going out, and maybe leave some water out for hedgehogs and foxes and things, because they're very cute, and Jeremy Hunt is a psycho who wants to bring back fox hunting, so we have to keep them alive while we can. So now we will be proceeding on with this whole fucking mess. I'm Jennifer Wan. This is what the actual fuck is going on with this whole politics business. And tonight specifically, what the actual fuck is going on with this whole leadership debate. Okay, so I'm about to get started. I'm using the All Four app, so I don't know what the ad situation's going to be because I'm a cheap queen and I'm not paying for ads. But also I'm watching it live, so I don't know. Even if I was paying for the little add-on to get rid of the ads, would it get rid of them? I don't know. But nevertheless, okay, I am pressing play now. Oh my God, it's buffering. What the fuck? Oh, you are right. The heat is indeed on, Christian Guru Murphy. Okay. They are taking questions from the public. Okay. Some high drama music going on. Britain's next PM. Good evening. Ah! Ah! Not him dragging them. Oh my God. We're here again. You're right, bro. Oof, all the scandals. Oh, God. Oh, God. Kemi Badenoch looks nervous. Ooh, we've got a crowd here. Okay, apparently it's a crowd of floating voters. Okay. Oh, girl. I've been pronouncing her name wrong. It's Badenoch. My bad, girl. Sorry. Okay. So they're going through in alphabetical order. Introducing everybody. Oof. Oh, not Miss Penny. Oh, girl. We got some stuff to talk about her on the main episode of the weekend. Where the fuck's my cherry coke? I got some cherry coke for this. And I also have some whiskey that may go into that cherry coke. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, CM Rishi makes me want to drink, so it may be time. Oh, I've also got some gin. How about that? It's Liz Truss. No! Oh my god, no, not Krishna mentioning that she was a Lib Dem. There's been a clip that went viral this week of her being a Lib Dem and calling for the end of the monarchy, which is pretty based. It's Tom from Kent looking like a shit Clark Kent. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What's the first question going to be? Ow! The first guy's like, why should the public trust any of you? Oh, God. Liz Truss is basically like, because I did some trade deals, so trust me? No, girl. Oh, not her saying she's been taking on Vladimir Putin. Go where? Oh, no, don't mention Brexit. Go, go, go. What is that? She's wearing like some kind of like neck scarf thing, but it looks like it needs to be done up tighter. It doesn't, it looks weird. Girl, who is styling you? I don't think they like you very much. She hasn't really answered why she should be trusted despite her standing by Boris Johnson. I think that's probably what the question was. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Christian's just clarified. Oh, sure, Jack. She's just said, oh, I raised issues with him in private. Oh, sure you did, darling. Sure. I believe you. I don't. She thought that she owed Boris Johnson her loyalty. Go. She's apparently always someone who has acted with honesty and integrity. Okay, girl. Tom Tugendhat. Okay, that's how you... Okay. Okay. He's talking about trust in politics collapsing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants a clean start. Oh, God. The picture just glitched. What the fuck? Oh, my God. It just happened again. Apparently, he's been to call out friends as well as enemies. Okay. You didn't do it very hard, though, did you, Tom? I'm sorry. He's standing here. He's like, oh, you know, I'm asking people, you know, are you serving the people? Are you proud of yourself? Whatever. Fucking bullshit, bitch. Where was this energy before? Where was it? Because he was not very loud on this shit. Oh! Oh, Krishna, he's good. Krishnan Guru Muffy is great. He's like, why did it take you so long to stand up? Hmm? Huh? It's like me and him share a mind. We're in sync. I love this for us. Oh, fuck off, Tom. Fuck off, Tom. Oh my God, another one who's like, oh, I owe loyalty to the Prime Minister. Why? He's the most disloyal bitch on the planet. What are you talking about? Oh God, it's Rishi. Rishi's like, I always tried to give the Prime Minister the benefit of the doubt. Why? That is a serious lapse of fucking judgment, bitch. Oh my God. He's trying to argue that his resignation is proof that he should be trusted, but it took a real fucking long time. Like, pretty much everybody on this stage, it took them a real fucking long time to stand up to Boris. So why should anybody trust them? There is no reason to. There is no fucking reason to. Oh. These people are all dreadful. Oh my God. You're willing to say difficult things, are you? Why didn't you do it before? Because, I mean, you haven't. Oh, fuck off, Rishi. I mean, do you know what? They've just raised the parties, and that's a really good point. Rishi was caught at one of the parties. He was fined for it. How the fuck are we supposed to trust him? When was he planning to say, hey, there's some sexual predators in the whip's office, we should do something about that? He didn't fucking say anything about it. He didn't have nothing to say. I don't trust none of these people. Oh God, not bringing up the vaccine rollout again. God, move on. This is the problem with the Conservative Party in its current state. They don't have many achievements. All they can really say about themselves is, we got Brexit done, we did the vaccines, I don't know, furlough. They've got nothing else. And they've been in power for over a decade, bro. Okay, here comes Cammy. What have you got to say for yourself, girl? Oof. Not him bringing up that nobody knows who she is. Okay, she's at least being kind of real. I mean, I don't want any of these people to win, and I don't really like her very much at all, but I kind of respect the fact that she's willing to admit that there is no good reason for the public to trust the Conservative Party. Fair enough. Although she's not really giving an answer as to how she would earn that trust back. Penny looks fuming. She's looking at her like, how? Why? I feel like maybe these are some of the answers she was hoping to give. Okay, so apparently she's got things that need to be heard, and she's been looking around and saying, nobody else is saying this, no one's out here doing it like me. Well, God, why weren't you saying these things before? This is the big question. Why were they all so quiet before, you know? Anyway, Penny's talking. She's not exactly saying anything of value. It's basically a mishmash of things every other candidate has already said, which I guess is the negative aspect of going last. Oh, God. Oh, God. Not her talking about Brexit opportunities. Go, let it go. Oh, my God. Okay, she wants to step up and lead, apparently, and the party's got to step up and lead. Again, I'd just like to remind everyone, the Conservatives have been in power for over a decade. Why are they only just deciding they need to step up and lead, or they need to be honest with people, or they need to change? How has it taken them that long to get to that conclusion? Jesus Christ. Okay, Penny is now saying she's always called out bad things, but I do not believe that to be true. I think she's full of shit and she's hoping people have bad memories. Oh, she's been asked if she trusts all the other candidates. Oh dear. Because there's been a lot of, like, anti-Penny Mordaunt, however you say her name. There's a lot of anti-her stuff in the media. I don't know if it's because people are afraid of her or whether it's just because she's not very well liked. It could honestly be either. Ooh. He just straight up asked his trust if she sent people to attack Penny. That's hilarious. Liz Truss doesn't have the mind for that. Come on. Oh my god. A fantastic leadership race with brilliant people, Liz. Really? Where are they? Where are the brilliant people? I'd love to see them. But what I'm seeing, absolute shit. Rishi says he trusts everybody on the panel. Oh, he's given the Miss America answer. I love everybody and I'm just real happy to be here. You're all right, darling. Oof. Yeah, you all work together in protecting Boris Johnson from scrutiny. We saw. Oh, fuck off. Well, that's a good question. He's asked Tom if he thinks that the way to regain trust is to have someone who wasn't part of the previous administration, which would leave only Tom, really, as the option. I have to be honest, I don't think having a Conservative that wasn't part of the last government, I don't think that would reassure me any more than, you know, any of the other candidates, really, because the entire party was complicit in enabling and protecting Boris Johnson, and that is one of the major issues that we face, because there was so much damage done during that time period. So I don't think it, you know, being someone outside of the government would help, really, but if they want to live in their delusions, that's okay. Oh, apparently Tom looked after Kemi when she was ill. She's worked with Liz. She's gonna give Penny the benefit of the doubt. Oof. She didn't say anything about Rishi. Is Boris Johnson honest? Oh my god. And he wants a yes or no answer. Oof. Just say yes or no, Penny. You should do a yes or no. That's what he asked for. Oh my god, girl. Imagine tying yourself in knots over Boris Johnson. My god. Okay, so. Oh my god. None of that. Why? Why? Just say yes or no. What is wrong with these people? Why can't they say yes or no? Why are they still obsessed with protecting Boris? Like, it doesn't matter anymore. He's going. He's gone. It's over. Oh my god. Okay, so Tom has said no. Tom has said no, and the crowd has gone, well, as wild as a small crowd in a heat wave in a well-lit studio is going to get. Oh, hang on. Oh, Penny's jumping back in. She wants to defend Boris. Oh, my God. Okay. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in 90 seconds. Okay. Oh. Now let's see, am I going to get some ads? Yes, I am. If you'd like to listen to... Oh, this is just going to be me reacting to ads, I guess. I don't really watch much stuff on Channel 4 Live. I don't actually watch much live television at all, actually. So seeing ads is quite a weird thing for me, because I mainly watch, you know, stuff on streaming, or if I'm watching something, it would have already aired, so I'm just watching it on demand. I'm not a big TV watcher, primarily because I don't have a TV that shows TV. I have a TV, right, but I only use it for gaming. Like, I'll just play my Xbox. If I'm watching, like, TV or, like, movies or films or whatever, I watch it on my phone. I have like, two phones, and because I kept one after I got my upgrade a couple of years back. So I've got one that I just watch stuff on, and I have my other phone that I just, like, do stuff on, like, you know, do some writing while I'm watching TV or whatever. What the fuck is this advertising? Oh, it's some kind of drink. I don't know. What? Is this a phone thing? I believe so, yeah. Okay, there's some cops now. Right. Barbara Windsor? Bitch, I love Barbara Windsor. Oh, that's some kind of cop show. Oh, we're back. Oh, Christian Guru Murphy, you were right. That was like 90 seconds. Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're carrying on the discussion about trust and transparency. Oh, hello. A lady wants to know what they will do to make a clean break from Boris Johnson. Okay, so Penny is saying that they haven't yet delivered the manifesto. So I believe her plan is to deliver that manifesto. Which doesn't really... That doesn't explain how she's going to make a clean break from Boris Johnson. But okay, girl. Whatever. She's not going to win. It doesn't matter. She's not a legacy candidate, apparently. She's focused on the future. Oh, Christ. Brexit again. I feel like... Because in past campaigns and elections, the Conservatives have been able to rely on Brexit. They're still doing that because they think it's still going to work. And I don't think it will, because people have much bigger problems to worry about than fucking Brexit now. Okay. Ooh! So Kemi's saying that she would fill her government with people that were talented and not just people that were loyal to her. Bit of shade at Boris there, fair play. She wants to focus on the difficulties we face as a country. No more cakeism. Oh, God, I want cake. I'm actually really hungry. I haven't had my dinner yet. I had a yogurt, but that was it. I might go to the co-op and get some cake. Okay. So loyalty apparently is important, but it's not going to be the focus of her government, apparently. If she has a government. Which I doubt. Okay. It's Tom. First thing he's going to do is run, apparently. So we need a clean break, but Tom's not going to tell us what that means and what it looks like. Okay. Oh my God. New Ministerial Standards Commission. Okay, actually, I wouldn't mind that. He wants to make sure people can trust those they elect. Well, I don't trust you. I mean, you're not my MP, but I don't trust you. I don't trust my MP either, really. But, oh, God, it's Rishi. The first thing is to be honest. Well, you weren't exactly doing that when you were the Chancellor, but okay, girl. Responsible approach, even if it's not convenient. Oh, fuck off, you rich bastard. Talk less and do more. Okay, so he's saying, rather than just announcing stuff that sounds fun, he actually wants to do stuff. Okay. But what are you going to do? And he wants to have a good team around him. That was a shit answer. Liz Truss looked way less nervous when she was a Lib Dem. I don't know what that's about. Okay. She wants people to be able to see the effects of levelling up, the cost of living going down, practical solutions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's not going to overpromise, but she's going to focus on delivery. But what are you promising me, Liz? What are you going to give me? Oh, she could be open and transparent. Right. Being more open to talking across the party and across the house. I don't believe that she would actually do that, but okay. She believes in meritocracy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, but what are you planning to do, Elizabeth? Oh my God. Okay. So he's asked Tom if there's a problem with the Prime Minister that's broken the law. And Tom believes there is. That's correct. I don't like him, but I feel like these are things the Conservative Party perhaps needs to hear. Whether they're going to listen, I don't know. I'm not a Tory, so I have no idea. Oh, dear. Oh, God. Tom's mentioned the army. If you've got a drink, take a drink right now. Oh, God. They've asked Rishi about Partygate. He's apologising and he wishes it had never happened. Well, I wish your trash party getting into government had never happened, but we can't always get what we want. Oh, fuck off. Oh, I was in there every day in the same room. Working hard every day. Lots of people were working hard, Rishi. But they still stuck to the fucking rules. What a twat. Oh, Kemi says it's fine. Apparently it's fine. Rishi's excuses are fine. No. Honestly, these people. Oh, we're going back to the audience. Okay, they've asked to put their hand up if they trust politicians. Nobody's got a hand up. Oh my God. I love this audience. Okay. We're zeroing in on Penny. Okay, we're talking about gender now. So they're asking Penny whether, basically what her position is on gender and trans rights, because it's switched so much over the last few days. I mean, I talked last week on the episode, the main episode, about how she had a 10 fucking tweet thread on the whole thing, completely changing her position. And so a lot of people have been questioning her on what it is she actually believes. She literally created this problem for herself by trying to, you know, change people's whole perception. You know, there are people coming for her, and rather than standing by what she had said before, she changed her mind. And now she's backed herself into a corner. And that's her own stupid fault. And I have to fucking laugh. You know, if you don't tell lies, you don't have to remember so many things, Penny. I'm just saying, if you're just honest, you don't have to remember loads and loads of stuff and you don't get yourself all confused. Oh, God, she is panicking. She looks absolutely... She's losing it. Now he's asked Kemi about it. Okay, Kemi says that she finds it difficult to believe Penny's account of events. Oof. Okay, so now Penny's saying that Kemi's lying. Kemi's saying that Penny's lying. The girls are fighting. Ah! And now Krishna, he's trying to get Liz Truss involved. And she's like, I would like to be excluded from this narrative. I can't read suddenly, I don't know. Okay. So Liz Truss apparently believes in women's rights and also believes trans people should be treated with respect. Does she though? Oh God. They're going to ask the men about this, I fear, and the men are going to give a weird answer. They are. Ah! Okay, now we're going to another ad break. What I will say throughout this leadership contest, I have not really seen male candidates being asked this repeatedly. I've seen the female candidates being asked this all the time, more so than I've seen them being asked about anything else, really. Which is weird when you consider, you know, some of the female candidates, you know, the roles that they've had, the history they have in government. I mean, Liz Truss, whether you like her or not, she's the foreign secretary right now. Why is she not being asked about foreign affairs more than she's being asked about, you know, this one thing? I find that kind of weird. But nobody asked the men about it. Nobody asked the men. It kind of, I don't know, to me, when people ask, oh no, it's that weird Domino's ad, oh my God. Sorry. I have no attention span. But I do feel like when people are asked about, you know, the whole thing, it's... Firstly, a lot of the time it's being asked in bad faith. It's like being asked to basically back someone into a corner and make them either say something that the broadcaster agrees with, so that they can say, oh, look, this person agrees with me, I'm right. Or it's being asked in the hopes that they will say something that differs from that, so that they can say, oh, this person doesn't believe in science and biology and women's rights. And it always tends to be women that are asked that. Men are not. I'm just saying. I've gone on a ramble, but it's okay because we're on an ad break. So it's fine. What is this? There's a very pretty lady and she's drawing something. I don't know what this is advertising. I bet it's like a bank or something. Banks always have weird ads. What is this? Is it jewellery? Is it moisturiser? Is she a lesbian? Oh God, hey. Oh my God. It was jewellery, by the way. It's an advert for the lottery. A man's lost his ticket and he won. Oh, girl. There's a football thing going on. Oh. Oh, man. A man found it and gave it back to him. Oh, that's nice. What the hell is this? It's an advert for planes. I don't have a passport currently, so I can't go on any planes. Well, actually, I could go on a domestic flight, but I mean, that's not a thing I'm going to do because, you know, climate change. Sorry, I just saw a Kaylee on screen. That was exciting for me. I've been to one of them, you know, and it was dead fancy and I had a load of fun. Anyway, we're back to the debate. We're back. We're live on Channel 4. Well, this isn't, but you know what I mean. Okay. We're having a chat with the audience. Do politicians understand the living crisis, cost of living crisis? Mm-hmm. She's a teacher. Oh dear. Oh my God. So there's a teacher and she's talking about how some of the students that they see have never lived outside of a Conservative government. And, you know, they're used to things being bad. They're used to not having resources and, you know, access to doctors and healthcare and stuff like that. My God. It's true. You know, I mean, I was 18 when the Conservatives got into power. So my adult life has kind of always been like, you know, under Conservatives. I do remember some things from Labour. That's good. It's good times. But also bad times, like Iraq. So the audience, a lot of people struggling. They're going through it. Okay, so there's a lady in the audience who's a full-time carer. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a smashing blouse. She wants to know, will tax cuts come at the expense of public services? It's a great question, Sharon. In the smashing blouse. Tom agrees. He thinks it's a fair question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying that the state is taking more and more of what we earn. And he wants us to keep more of it. However, public services are essential. He applauds her for being a carer. But the state needs to be there with her, apparently. Well, why aren't they, Tom? What are you going to do? Push power out from the centre. Oh my God. Oh God, not him using the term ambulance drivers. Ooh, there's gonna be some people working in the ambulance service that are not happy about that. Okay, so apparently he's gonna be reinstating the 4-hour A&E waiting time target. And holding the NHS managers to account. That target is not going to be met. It's just not. Because there's not the staff in the NHS. You can set all the fucking targets you want. If there's not enough staff. It's meaningless, Tom. It's meaningless. This man's an idiot. This man's a clown. He says he's ready to serve and he's ready to lead. Fuck off, Tom. Okay, here comes Liz Truss. Apparently she understands how much we're struggling. Yeah, all right, love. With your MP salary, plus your ministerial salary, plus all that extra stuff that you claim. Because you may remember a couple of months ago on the show, we were talking about Liz Truss living the life of fucking luxury at our expense during Foreign Office trips. But yeah, apparently she understands us. She understands what we're going through. Okay, darling. Oh my God. Okay, so she wants to remove the green energy levy.
How's she going to pay for it? She's going to spread the debt that we accumulated through COVID. What? Okay. Okay, Elizabeth. Oh, dear. Okay. COVID is a 1 in 100 year event and we need to pay for it over the long term, apparently. I mean... Okay, Rishi wants to come in. He says there's not a more important service than the NHS. Well, why are you treating it like shit then? Why? Okay. So, he's saying that he rose taxes to help the NHS. I mean, okay, I don't really buy it because it did not make a huge difference, really, did it? Okay, so he hasn't really... Oh, he says if he's Prime Minister, the NHS will be his public service priority. Debt is debt, says Rishi. Okay. Oh, Liz is coming back. She says that we're borrowing less than the US, than Canada, and than Japan. Money absolutely blows my mind. Like, it's not even really real when you think about it. I mean, maybe that makes me sound like a communist dreamer or something, but, like, it's not real. Not really. Like, we could just do away with it and give people what they need. No, I don't know. It's never going to happen. Okay. Rishi's mad as fuck about inflation. He's talking some mad shit about it. I mean, he's saying, you know, oh, we can't borrow more, we can't do this, we can't do that. But people literally cannot survive. Like, what are we meant to do until it's safe to, you know, borrow and whatever Rishi wants to do and cut taxes? What are we supposed to do until then? Are people just supposed to, like, stay in abject poverty? Oh my God. Okay, so Kemi says there are no solutions, there's only trade-offs. Every decision has a cost. Okay. I can understand that, but if, you know, if you're looking at a situation where across the UK, people are struggling so much and it's going to get so much worse. You can see it on the fucking horizon. It's coming. There is. It just is. Like, are you seriously going to say, like, oh my God, there's nothing we can do because we've got to be, you know, sensible and things. Fuck off, Rishi. Okay. Okay, so Kemi's saying that you make the tax cuts so that people can have more of their own money and then you don't cut public services? I mean, if you increase taxes for the wealthy, perhaps that could be an option. I'm just saying. You know, because then you can do tax cuts for everyone else. But are they going to do that? Probably not. Penny's talking, but I mean, she's not really saying anything of value. So, because like, here's the thing. Everyone keeps talking about her like she's like a big thing for this. You know, she's a big threat to the top contenders. But to be honest, a lot of the things that Penny's saying lack substance. Like, I'm just saying, girl. Okay. Oh no. Girl, don't go there. Okay, so she's talking. Oh, I thought she was going to talk about like fining people for missing NHS appointments, which is a stupid idea. I know people go really hard for that as an idea, but like, if you're going to start talking about that, you have to talk about some of the admin issues in the NHS, because there are some people, you know, who'll be told, you know, oh, you've got an appointment this day, and then they get a letter, you know, saying it's another day, and it's a whole kerfuffle. It's not as simple as just people are deliberately missing appointments. And I feel like that's how people want it to be, but it isn't. Anyway. Okay, so she wants reform. Oh God, Rishi's back. Okay. He's calling her out because she wants to cut VAT on petrol. And he's asking for her to tell him how she would do that. And she's not really explaining how, she's just saying that they should do it. Okay. Uh-oh. She's struggling. Okay, so Penny says it's our money, not the government's. It's not their money, it's ours. Fair enough. Why is it the wrong place to set levels for corporation tax, girl? Why? There's someone coughing really loudly in the audience and I support them. Oh my God. Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point. She said that people will need help in the autumn, but people also need help now. And Rishi looks kind of miffed that she said that. Girl, what? Okay, Liz Truss is now saying it's wrong to put up corporation tax. We need to be encouraging investment and setting up low tax zones. Sweetie, if you're going to cut taxes for people, you need to increase it somewhere. And corporations make sense. Because corporations don't need to worry about how they're going to put fucking food on the table. Because they're not individual people. Oh my God, these people are so dumb. Okay, Tom's piped in to say, I didn't fucking vote for the national insurance rise. All you did, but I didn't. Uh-oh. Rishi is now breaking back in to say, we've got to be honest to people. Oh my God. Apparently Tom and Rishi had a big chat about it. Oh! Tom J just said we had a big conversation about it and I asked you why it was necessary and you told me because the boss wanted it. So basically the national insurance rise was not because Rishi believed it was the right thing, but because Boris Johnson wanted him to do it. I love in debates when like juicy shit like that comes out. I live for it. Rishi says you don't get something for nothing. Rishi Sunak, who is a man that lives a very, very wealthy luxury lifestyle simply because he married a rich woman. Interesting. What? Oh my God. I feel like none of the people on this stage right now realize that there are people in the UK right now, this very moment, who literally on the fucking 15th of July are running out of money. They're living paycheck to paycheck and they've already run out. That's happening right now. And these people do not understand that. They don't have the ability to understand that. And frankly, I would say that means they don't have the ability to fix it. I'm just saying. Oh my God. Okay, so Kemi wants to reduce fuel duty. Okay. Okay. She's an engineer, not an economist. Okay. She's a systems thinker, whatever that means. Ooh! She said it's easy for Tom to say he didn't vote for things because he didn't have no responsibility. Apparently he says he's responsible to the British people that voted for him. What? Ooh! Penny says that they can do some things for free. Go on. If they simplified the tax system, they could make it cheaper for businesses to be compliant with tax. Okay, fair enough. And we're going to another ad break. It's good. I'm just going to top up my lip balm here. Oh, God. It's one of those ads that's like, you know, fucking people are just always on their phones and the world is terrible and nobody talks to each other and nobody goes camping anymore. I hate shit like that. I don't want to go camping. And who cares if I'm always on my phone? Leave me alone. I'm actually not always on. No, I actually am. That's a lie. I was going to say to you, I'm not always on my phone. But I don't want to lie to you people. I don't. Right, we've got another ad. What's this? Oh, there's an orange. There's another orange. There's some bubbles. There's a symbol. What the fuck? What is this? Oh, it's a drink. Okay. An orange cider? Ooh, that looks like fun. Now, what the hell is this? A man's reading a menu. It looks confusing. Oh, baby, same. Same, this is me. I hate going to restaurants because I literally just look at it and I just get all confused. And I'm like, I don't understand what any of this is. And I only eat like certain things anyway. So I can't do this. I can't do this. And people ask me on dates and they're like, do you want to go out for dinner? I'm like, no. No. You can take me for a drink, but you can't take me for dinner. Not ever. Okay, so that was a phone advert, apparently. It was nothing to do with food. That was a man. He's got children. They've made a mess with some Lego. And now they're playing with the Lego and they've made a fort. Oh, that's nice. Wow. Imagine having a home. Imagine being able to afford to start a family. Can't relate. Oh my God, they've got fish as well. These people are living, man. Oh, good Christ. It's an advert for mortgages. Couldn't be me. I think this is for cars. What is this? adverts so weird? Like I said, I don't really watch adverts generally, but what the fucking hell is this? Well, sometimes I watch them on YouTube because I'm too cheap to get YouTube Premium. But like they're only like 5 seconds long or something. Or like on Twitch sometimes when I'm watching Twitch. Okay. What is this? The Book of Mormon. She's a Tony winner. Yeah. All right, what the hell is this? That's, oh, God, the one from Mamma Mia. Oh, I can't remember her name. She's very famous. Everyone loves her. She was in, oh, wait, no, she wasn't the one in 101 Dalmatians, was she? That's another woman. Anyway, it's Little Women on Channel 4. And now we're done with adverts for another bit and we're back to the debate. We've got another question. Okay, he wants to know what they're going to do when energy prices go up in the winter. Okay, Kemi says she's worried about this. Aren't we all, darling, aren't we all? Okay, she wants to remove green levies. Okay, she wants to make things easier for people. Oh my God. Thinking about my energy bills makes me really depressed. Like, literally. Liz Truss also wants to remove the green energy levy. I have to be real, at a time when we're in a heat wave and it could get up to like 40 degrees next week, I kind of like, I don't want huge energy bills, but also I'd like for the planet not to explode, so I don't know, man. Okay, she wants to do better at dealing with the energy supplies. She says it was wrong for so much of Europe to become dependent on Russian gas, and she has apparently learned this by dealing with the invasion of Ukraine. I'm not quite sure why she didn't figure that out before, because it's not exactly like Putin has always been a great guy up until he randomly went off the deep edge and invaded Ukraine. He was always terrible, Elizabeth. I'm just saying. But, you know, the Conservative Party just kind of enabled him for a while. Okay, Liz says she's going to take £150 off the bill for everybody, which, frankly, is not really going to do much. She's going to do everything in her power to make life easier. But not if it costs more than £150 a person, I guess. and she's going to invest in the energy we should have invested in years ago. Bit late, but okay. Oh, God. Growth in this country has not been high enough. We're all dealing with the cost of living crisis. Well, you're not, darling, are you? You're not. The cost of living crisis means nothing to you in real terms, does it? I mean, I'm sorry, just what does she mean we're all dealing with it? No, we're not. You are not dealing with it in the way that I am, love. Here's Tom. Right, what's he got to say? He wants to bring down bills. Okay. Oh, he's shading Liz for only just coming round and realising that Vladimir Putin's evil. Um,
my God. Tom, bragging about how you knew that Putin was a dick is not going to answer the question of how you're going to bring down energy bills. Okay, cutting fuel duty. Delivering welfare better. Insulation.
That's bollocks, mate. I don't own the home I live in, Tom. I couldn't, even if I wanted to, even if I had the spare cash knocking around to fucking insulate it, I can't just do that. I need my landlord's permission. Like, what if he says no, and he probably will, what do I do then? Fucking idiot. Oh, here's Rishi. He's got something to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know, mate. We know it's going up. We don't need you to tell us that. But what we want to know is, what are you going to do? Oh, my God. It wasn't a significant amount of support. Not really. Not really. Everyone's going to get some help, but for most people, that help is basically nothing. It's, you know, £150 for council tax, £400 off the energy bills. In the grand scheme of things, it's not really going to help all that much. I'm getting so wound up how all of them keep saying, oh, well, we can't solve everything. But are you not even going to try? You're standing before us saying you want to be the Prime Minister. Well, fucking put some effort in. Oh, look, I get it. I'm not naive. I understand that, you know, whoever becomes Prime Minister cannot come to my house and give me a massive check and sort out all my problems. I get that. But at the very least, I think they can put a bit more fucking effort in. I mean, Penny says it may need to be revisited. It definitely does, love. It definitely does. Oh my God. She's talking about shopping around who you get your energy from. This is idiotic. I've seen so many examples of people basically being told by multiple energy companies, because of price rises and things, we're not actually offering any better deals, so you may as well stick where you are, because you're not going to get any better than what we're offering you. So this idea that people can shop around anyway is ludicrous. It's stupid. And this is what I'm saying when I say these people, they don't know. They don't know what we're going through. They have no idea. That's a great point from Krishnan. He's saying, you know, none of them have got any plan. Oh my God. Yeah. And Rishi's kicking off, and he's like, oh, no, because, you know, everyone's going to be eligible for this and eligible for that. And Krishnan's like, well, only some people are going to get the full support. Most people are not. And even the full support is not going to be enough. The most vulnerable people are still going to be suffering. Everyone will, except for you guys. Oh, fuck off, Rishi. Oh my God, this idiot man. He should have to give me money for having to listen to him talk. I want to be compensated. Magic money tree, Klaxon. I
Okay, so Kemi's saying that we can't give people too much because it has knock-on effects. And we shouldn't say that the government doesn't care because they're doing the right thing. Even if we, the stupid fucking poor people, we don't understand it. They're doing what's best for us because they know better. Fuck off. She says it's not right to say that the government's keeping things away from us, even though they literally are. Okay, he's asked the audience if they believe that the government's done enough about the cost of living. One person has agreed. Two. Okay, I think three in total, but the rest of the audience refused to put their hands up. I love this audience. Rishi says it's extraordinarily difficult. Yeah. It must be real fucking difficult for you living in a fucking massive place, having more money than you'll ever know what to fucking deal with, never having to worry, can I afford my weekly shop? Can I afford the bus that I need to get to work? Can I afford to put the heating on? Rishi will never have to worry about these things ever again in his fucking life. And he has the audacity to stand there and talk about how it's really difficult for him. Bitch, shut up. Go down to a food bank, see how difficult it is for regular people. Like, these people, man. These people are literally disgusting to me. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just how I feel. Oh, it's Penny. What does she have to say? She says it's not the place. Oh my God. Apparently it's not the place to set a budget. I mean, no, I would say it is actually, because we want to know what the fuck you're going to do. I mean, obviously most of us don't get a vote, but like, at the very least, you should be able to set out a plan and say, this is what I'm going to do. I mean, maybe you can't present a full budget, but you can at the very least say, these are my plans. This is what I want to do. And if you can't do that, you shouldn't be fucking standing because you're wasting everyone's time. Oh my God, we're going to another ad. Oh my God, not another one. Okay. There's a lady who's doing a documentary about Tourette's. Okay. A hair advert. Well, shampoo, I think. But it's got a lot of hair in. Tresemme. Okay. My housemate uses Tresemme. But I don't. I have like a really lovely Sainsbury's own brand shampoo that I use because it's just nice. It's coconutty. I love it. Right, what the hell is this? Oh, it's got some kind of like indie tinged cover of like You'll Never Walk Alone, and it's a beer advert. Okay. Oh God, what is this? Meta portal, what is that? I don't know, some kind of Facebook bullshit. Isn't this just Zoom? God, I hate Zoom. I do, straight up. I don't know, I think it gives me like COVID flashbacks. Okay, what is this? Ooh, lots of jump cuts. Girls playing sports and things. I don't understand sports. Apparently they need to do more. What the hell is this advertising? I don't know. She's a famous footballer now. Who the hell is this? I don't understand. Okay.
Oh my God.
This is a very long advert. It's like a short film. Okay. It's an advert for Asda. They're having a barbecue. There's a dog in sunglasses. They're having pizza in a swimming pool and there's a yacht. Okay. You can get 2 for £7 on barbecue classics, guys. I don't have barbecues generally. Perhaps I should do that this summer. I won't. I'm absolutely not going to because I don't eat like barbecue stuff. I actually don't really eat much meat at all these days. I only have a roast on Sundays, but that's about it. Oh, we missed a skin thing. Oh, those cops are back. The ones who was talking about Barbara Windsor. Okay. And we're back. We're back in the room. Okay, we got a question from a doctor. Ooh. Get them, Queen. She wants to know how they're going to deal with the NHS backlog when the promised funding has not actually reached the front line. Queen shit. Love that for her. Oh, Rishi's... Oh, he's laying it on thick with the whole you're a hero, you're a hero. We know, bitch, but we don't need you to tell her that. Oh, fuck off. Oh, my God. I grew up in a medical family. Okay. Well, we want to know what you're going to do for medical families now. We don't need to hear your life story, Rishi. Oh, God. I've never seen someone who just comes across so fake and gross when trying to be personable. It's actually quite an achievement. Oh, good Christ, get on with it. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay, I don't know how seamlessly that will be edited. Probably not at all, actually. But I had to pause for a second because I realised I'd gone over an hour and I was like, God, I have got to... like cut this in half or whatever, and then I got distracted looking at reels of Elvis on Instagram. But now I'm back and Rishi's here talking his shit. He says he's gonna back the NHS, back it into a corner and then punch it in the face. Okay. Kemi says she understands. Oh my God. Well, why haven't you been raising all this with the government, love? I mean, that's the question. She's literally a fucking minister. Why were you not doing your job, love? Raising your constituents' concerns. Okay. So she says the aging population needs to be dealt with. There needs to be efficient ways to run the NHS. There must be things we can do differently. Okay, here's Penny with some big ideas. Oh, no. Ah! She just mentioned she used to be a magician's assistant. Girl, not this.
She wants to enable the healthcare professionals to get more out of the system. Oh my God. Okay. What? Okay, so her idea. Is to restrict the caveats on funding for the NHS. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, she's saying apparently that there's no innovations being used in the NHS. That sounds like bollocks, but okay. Liz Truss also thinks the NHS did a great job. But now she's scolding them for not having done. Oh my God, these people. Okay. She supports the extra money, but she doesn't support how it was funded because she wants to spread the COVID debt. She's a rural MP. She's very worried about ambulance waiting times. It's funny, Liz, because I didn't really see you raising that ever until right now. She wants more available at the GP surgery. Well, I mean, I don't think that's realistic. GPs are spread pretty thin as they are. Okay, Tom is talking about how the NHS supports veterans. Apparently the NHS gave him 2 children. Bit of an awkward moment as he has to clarify he's not talking about the doctor specifically giving him 2 children. Oh my God. Efficiency. What you need is to create good working conditions in the NHS, good salary packages. That will make sure staff want to stay. Because staff retention in the NHS is one of the bigger problems. Jesus Christ. Okay, we've got 1 question. Christian wants them to fucking be brief. A lady called Lindsay wants to know how they are going to create a green economy. I'm sorry to break it to you, Lindsay, love, but I don't think they're gonna. Right. Okay. Liz wants to chat about biodiversity. Encouraging wildlife. What? A survey of nature? Okay, so Liz is committed to net zero, but she's also scrapping the green levies. But she's doing a nature survey. So, you know, she could go around and ask, like, wild horses what they think about, you know, single-sex toilets or something. A specific British survey on endangered species. Okay. So Kemi believes that abandoning net zero is not political suicide. Could be planet suicide though, just saying. Planet is kind of heating up and going a bit mad. Just saying, love. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh dear.
Okay, so she wants to do it in a way that doesn't harm people. Okay. Penny has started by rambling. Nice. She wants to be realistic about what it takes to get there. Okay. Has to contribute towards industrial renaissance. Oh,
what a circus. Oh, what a circus with so many varieties of clowns. Oh, I want to watch it. I fucking love those films.
Rishi is apparently committed to net zero. Apparently his kids ask him what he's doing about the environment. I mean, they should probably also ask him why he has a second home with a heated swimming pool that he's spending thousands on a month. Because that's probably not good for the fucking planet. Just saying. Maybe these are things that Dad should be asked. He wants to focus on energy independence. He wants to create jobs and opportunity. And leave a better future for our kids and grandkids. I can't afford to have kids, Rishi, but okay. Anywho, here's Tom. He says he doesn't want to cut carbon emissions and then send jobs to China. Doesn't want to close down steel industries. Right. So he says he doesn't want to set rules that allow the UK to be undercut by countries with lower standards. He says it doesn't matter where the carbon comes from, it goes into the same atmosphere. That's fair. But, I mean, you know. None of them have really given a solid answer, really. But, okay, that's kind of been the theme of this debate. Lots of questions, no real answers. Oh dear, nuclear power. It just kind of makes me anxious. I think it's just the word nuclear because, you know, I've seen Threads. Okay, Tom says a green economy does not work if it's only in these islands. Okay. Well, if we hadn't pissed away all of our international influence, perhaps we could do something about that, Tom. Just saying. Okay. We're going to do another show of hands from the audience. They want to know, is anyone more likely to vote Conservative? And there's only one, two, three. Okay. There's only a couple of people that have said yes. Most of them are still saying no. Oh, it's the clowns. Right. They've now got 45 seconds to tell us why they should be the next Prime Minister. Let's have a listen. It's Kemi. She says it's time to tell the truth. Unless we change, we will fail. She loves the UK. Okay. She says nowhere else would allow her the opportunity to be a leader, but I mean, I don't know about that. She used to work at McDonald's, apparently. I mean, she's saying a lot of things, you know, she's going to work for everyone, she can protect everyone, she can stand up for everyone. But she's not really giving much detail. It's just very kind of emotive. I used to work at McDonald's. I used to be on the minimum wage too. I've got kids. It's very that. very that. Like, there's no real detail. I mean, I know she's only got 45 seconds, but Christ. Right. Tom says that this evening is not about them or the party. It's about us, the public, which is nonsense because I can't vote in this leadership contest. So it's not really about me, is it? It's about whatever psychodrama the fucking Conservative Party wants to do. Oh, God. Tom wants to pull us together. Tom can fuck off. We need a clean start, he says, looking intensely into the camera through his very big glasses. That I'm pretty sure he's borrowed from Andy Burnham because they look like the ones he wears. Time's up, Tom. But he carries on anyway. Just to say he wants to lead the UK. Okay. Who's next? It's Penny and she's put some glasses on. Everybody's wearing glasses this evening. She's put some glasses on. Oh, Christ. Another one saying that this contest is about us, but it's not because the majority of the UK have no say in what is happening. They have no say in this nonsense contest. Oh. What? What is she talking about? At some point, all of you will have a vote. And you will see that not all politicians are the same. I don't believe that all politicians are the same. I know that they're not. But what I do know is that all of these people on stage here are full of shit. And I know that this whole contest is a nonsense. I want an election, sweetie. It's Rishi. Apparently they all want to cut taxes. They want to improve public services. They all want secure borders. Oh my God. The choice at this election is who can be trusted, not you. Why do they keep banging on about, oh, I love our country? Like, I don't understand why you would need to say that. Surely that goes without saying. I mean, look, I'm not the most positive about the UK sometimes, but I don't think anyone would say that I don't love my country. I just feel like if you have to say it, then the love was never obvious and you failed to display it in general life. I'm just saying it's a bit suspicious. Okay, so Liz Truss is up now. She's talking about it's a big crisis. Terrible things are happening. Now is not the time for a continuity of our current economic policy. We need to do things differently, according to Liz. I mean, she's not really saying anything different than the other candidates, really. The only thing that's different about her is her idea about spreading the debt. Oh, God. She said she's going to go into Downing Street. I don't like it. Time's up, sweetie. Look, these people, they couldn't even plan a 45-second speech. They couldn't even get that together. And we're supposed to be okay with them being Prime Minister? I don't think. Okay, so debate's over. And I'm depressed. Nah, but for real. I don't get a vote in this whole mess, as you'll know, because I am not a member of the Conservative Party. And to be honest, I didn't really think that it was worthwhile leaving the party I am actually a member of just to join and try and sabotage it. And I think it probably would have been too late because they got started like right away. I couldn't like kind of engineer in there, you know, like people did, you know, in other parties at other points. But I don't feel inspired by anything I've heard. What I feel is like lied to. It felt very much like they were all just saying what focus groups and spin doctors and PR experts had told them to say. Nothing that I heard from any of those candidates seemed genuine and real. It just all seemed rehearsed, fucking focus grouped, just like, honestly, it felt like they were reading on cue cards for the entire time. I think from what I can tell for the final statements, I think they were reading on cue cards, and I think that's fair. Because, you know, it's just a final statement, you're just summing up. So, of course, you're going to write it beforehand, and that's fine. But even when they were answering the questions from the audience, it felt like they were reading off cue cards. Now, I don't think that they were. I'm going to stress, I'm not saying that they were, because I don't think that's the case. But what I mean is, like, their answers were so... It was like they'd been practicing in the mirror beforehand or something, or they were reading the answers from paper or something. You know, just, it did not seem... genuine. It didn't seem like something they had thought about at great length. It was just, this is what I've been told will play well, and this is what I just have to repeat and regurgitate over and over no matter what. It felt like none of them really believed in anything that they were saying. They were just saying things that they hoped would get them ahead of the other candidates and get them a win. And while I frankly don't feel that any member of the Conservative Party should be Prime Minister, because look at the fucking state of them, regardless of what I want and what I believe, it's inevitable that at least one person from the Conservative Party will be in charge until we can potentially get the Conservatives out of government. So, at the very least, we should be able to expect something, you know, some kind of belief, some kind of energy, some kind of passion. You know, we're stuck with these people until we can get them out. At least try, you know. I think that's what's bothering me about this whole leadership contest in general. It's so low effort, just latching on to tired old strategies that they think are going to edge them out, you know, in front of the other competitors, you know, bringing up, you know, for example, Penny Mordaunt constantly banging on about Brexit, because that was a strategy that used to work for the Conservative Party. They could go on and on about Brexit, and it didn't matter what they were saying or what they'd done. As soon as people heard Brexit, they go mad for it. And so that was what they relied on. And you could see her, she's doing that. She just keeps banging on about fucking Brexit. Multiple candidates throughout it, you know, diving straight in with like the hyper patriotism. I love my country. I love this country. I love the UK. It's so great because it's a strategy that has worked, you know, that kind of hyper patriotism has worked for the Conservatives before. So it's just trying that and hoping that people will be so distracted by that that they won't want to talk about the serious issues that are happening. There is a cost of living crisis happening. There is huge problems in terms of the NHS. There are huge problems with the climate crisis, you know. Education, you know, teachers are genuinely suffering right now. Like, why is nobody in this contest wanting to talk about that? Why don't they want to have a serious, legitimate, empathetic conversation about the cost of living crisis? Why don't any of them want to seriously look at the climate crisis? You know, we know why. Because they don't have the answers. They haven't thought about it, and frankly, they don't care. So they just chuck up all of these fucking rehearsed lines, all these tricks, all these fancy little moments to try and distract us. But they haven't realised yet that the situation is so dire for so many people that we don't have the bandwidth to be distracted. They don't understand this. They genuinely don't. They're so out of touch. They don't understand what people's lives are like and what the fuck is going on. And I don't think they're capable of it. I really, really don't. And so after watching that, that's kind of been made more apparent to me. And it's just really depressing. I think I'm going to need to have another yogurt to cheer myself up. Am I really depressed or am I just hungry? The eternal question. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm gonna go and do my dinner because I haven't done that. Although luckily for me, I don't have to cook because last night I did a bit of batch cooking, so I can just do that. I'm so smart, I'm so innovative. I should be Prime Minister. If you elect me as your Prime Minister, I will bring back the original Ribena. I will I don't know, I'll get back to you with the rest of my proposals, but you know what? Original Ribena is already more inspired than what you just heard, so I'm just saying I could be your Prime Minister. And I'd be real good, I promise. Anywho, so I'll be back again Sunday for our regular episode. And I will catch you then. But before that, just a PSA. On Sunday's episode, I'm going to be answering some questions. I'm going to be reading out emails and stuff. So it's your last chance. If you have something burning you want to say to me, if you've got something you really, really want me to know, or a question you want me to answer, or anything like that, the time to get it in is now, because God knows how long it's going to be before I forget for ages to actually, do stuff from the inbox on the show. So you can check out in the description below for the email, and you can, get all my hot takes, ask me all your questions, give me your hot takes, because we'll be doing that on Sunday show. And now I'm gonna go. Love you, bye.
What the actual fuck is going on with this whole politics business?
Stuff about me paddleboarding, nonsense. The sea was actually closed. It was a red notice.
When Kermit the Frog sang, "It's not easy being green." You remember that one?
Russia should go away, should shut up.
Try that's a dodgy view.
And if you've been to Peppa Pig World, who's been to, has anybody been to Peppa Pig World?
In December, I'll be in Beijing, opening up new pork markets.
Like, seriously, what the fuck?